Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Now, today we're discussing the topic of great tools to keep in your multifamily toolbox and a couple to leave out. Joining me today by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a nationally sought-after educator for the multifamily industry, and an all-around awesome person who we love having on the show, Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics. Welcome, Mary.
Wow, Paul, what a great introduction. Always thrilled both to participate in these discussions, but also I'm a fan of the broadcast.
Well, thank you so much. We love having you on. This topic, I think, is very intriguing, especially for some of the things that we're going to be discussing are really kind of framed by what's happened in the last year with the global pandemic and how it's affected the industry and the way the industry's operated. And, of course, keeping a toolbox full of valuable tools that you can use anytime is important, but even during a pandemic, it seems like that's more important. As we hopefully have the pandemic winding down, I know you've used a lot of tools, some probably not as much as you were using before we found ourselves in this situation, but let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of your favorite tools that you think are important that people keep in their multifamily toolboxes?
Well, that's a great question. And you're right. The last year has caused us to quote unquote pivot, but really our industry is always fraught with change. If you don't like change, then you probably shouldn't be in the multifamily industry.
Right.
And I would say, one of the tools we've learned to love to hate and hate to love, but we do, is Zoom. Or Zoom is kind of symbolic of improved communication, whether you're using Teams or GoToMeeting or FaceTime or Duo or FreeConferenceCall.com. It doesn't really matter the tool. It is symbolic of we've learned that we have to use other methods to communicate, because face-to-face just isn't what it used to be between restrictions and all that. But you think about it, it's really helped my company to communicate better. As you know, I both train, but I also have a small property management company that incubates different ideas that we implement with clients around the country. And our company had this simple goal. We wanted one face-to-face meeting every year with all our employees. And it's been almost impossible to pull off, even though we've tried to do it for years. But with Zoom, we do it every week. We have a town hall literally for 15 to 20 minutes every single week. Now, that won't take the place of an in-person meeting. We still want to do that. But Zoom or whatever you want to use, whatever tool, has really helped us to communicate better with our team members.
So I guess what you're saying is this would be a tool that you would want to keep in because of that ability. That was something that I'm assuming you weren't utilizing so much before the pandemic. Is that correct?
Right. We definitely used GoToMeeting before, and Zoom's sort of the more popular one, and it does have some different functionality. We were doing weekly manager calls, but, you know, any technology platform like that, you know, it has different limitations. I'm sure you've been on a million of those calls the last year. And there's a delay in sound, and it's hard to communicate sometimes, especially with larger groups. Do you mute? Do you unmute? You hear somebody in the background flushing their toilet or whatever it is. So there are all sorts of different problems that go along with it. The chat boxes are good, but they're not, it's just not the same as face-to-face. But it definitely has its place and has been a big, big benefit, and we're using it a lot more than we did before. In fact, my my father-in-law turned 90 in October, and we did a Zoom birthday call where we set up a huge TV in his living room, and he didn't know it, but all his grandchildren and lots of friends were going to be on this Zoom call in his living room. He Zooms, he FaceTimes, he does all of that. So it's not even just a business tool. It's a thing that I think we'll continue to use in the future, because it does sort of limit or takes away some of the limits to being in person with people.
And I wanted to ask you two quick things. One is, I know that most people, and what I've seen in the industry, most companies are actually using Zoom to communicate with their managers, their on-site teams, and so forth. What about communicating with residents? Have you been doing any of that through these types of technologies?
That is a great question. And yes, we've done it with residents and with our supplier partners. It's become a great tool in a lot of different arenas. So we've done things like the resident happy hour at some of our apartment communities, where you have this social time after the work from home day. At least for our residents, it was work from home. For our site teams, they were probably still at the office. But yes, definitely there's some creative activities, everything from scavenger hunts that people could do on a Zoom call, a resident Zoom call. And we've done that even in some of our employee meetings too, to mix it up, little scavenger hunts where they have to find something while they're on the call. And so there are all sorts of different ways to help cut some of the social boundaries that have been forced upon us through different restrictions on gatherings. Good restrictions for good reasons, life safety and health and all that, but they're causing us to be more creative with residents. I do want to throw out, Paul, since you're one of my valued and respected supplier partners, we have participated, and in fact, this week I'll participate in two virtual trade shows, and I'm so excited about them because I've done several with different apartment associations where I've had one-on-one time with different suppliers, that some of which I already used. And it's been amazing, just that focus 10 to 15 minutes. I've learned about services they provided that I didn't even realize they did. And they were already my supplier partners.
Yeah,
so it's been very beneficial.
Yeah, and I agree. And when you're dealing with some of the different associations, whether it be local, state, regional, or national, these trade shows and conferences that they have on an annual basis were a huge revenue generator for them. And I know that they're trying to do their best for their constituents and their membership by continuing to do it virtually. I participated as far as on behalf of the radio show by visiting different booths during the NAA's virtual trade show this past year. And I can tell you that it was great to be able to do that. However, I have fond memories of going to the in-person trade show and conference, the Apartmentalize, just the last one they had a year ago, a little bit over a year ago now, I guess, and running to you in the hallway and being able to chat with you for a while. You know, you just can't do that in those situations. So we've got about a minute left, and I wanted to ask you the question, what is important that just a few items that are important that you can't do virtually that you still have got to try to do once you get the all clear to be able to do it?
That is such a great question. And one example is certain types of training. You know, I'm passionate about our maintenance teams, and we had budgeted for a number of our maintenance team members to study for the CAMT certification that's offered through NAA, and we offered them the option of doing it virtually, you know, the online version, and none of them opted for that because maintenance is a hands-on learn as you go. Now a lot of our maintenance team members are FaceTiming each other and problem solving that way, but to really train and learn how to do maintenance activities, I don't think I could learn to fix something sitting and watching it online. You know, videos are helpful, all that, but it's problematic.
Yeah. Well, we'll break it here. We're going to be back after this, these messages, with more on this topic. You're going to be talking a lot more about some of the valuable tools to keep in your toolkit, and then we'll get to the ones that it might be better to leave out. But we're going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of great tools to keep in your multifamily toolbox and a couple to leave out. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator, Mary Gwynn, Chief Innovator of Apartment Dynamics. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Mary, we talked a lot about in the first segment about Zoom and using that as a generic term for all the other services out there that do similar things, and how that was important, especially during this pandemic, and that it's been adopted now, probably will continue to be in use once we have the all clear. But communication, that's just another form of communication. Let's talk about the different things, the different tools in the toolbox for communication other than Zoom that you think are important to keep there.
Oh, there are so many that are really important that we're seeing used more and more. And one of them really was used or is being used on our Zoom town halls. I mentioned before that one of the challenges to any of these platforms like Zoom and GoToMeeting and all that is that it's hard to have two-way communication, and the more people you add on, the harder it becomes. And so we really didn't want to lecture our team members once a week on Zoom. Sometimes it has to be an output of information, policy changes and all, but that's kind of slowed down a little bit. So we were trying to find ways to get that two-way communication. Well, Paul, I've used Poll Everywhere for years in my training sessions, but I haven't really used it with team member communication. So we started using Poll Everywhere to where we have a poll or two almost every one of these short town halls. And sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're serious, sometimes they're trying to get a pulse check on how is our team doing. And the crazy train thing about it, though, is they are live, they're anonymous, and we keep emphasizing it's totally anonymous. And so everybody can see right then how everybody's feeling. And that's been a kind of a game changer for us in terms of real transparency, because we might poll on how are you perceiving that we're communicating policy changes. Well, if you stick that right out there, you're going to get, especially if they know it's anonymous, you're going to get feedback. You're doing a good job. You're not doing so great. You could do better. It sort of sticks you out there. Especially on the polls where we do word clouds, where literally somebody can type anything they want. And we have had some real fun and amusing answers with that, too, like what will the first thing you do when the pandemic opens up? And most people laughingly put something like go on a cruise, because it was when all the cruise drama was going on, they put go on a cruise, or what will you do after work or over the weekend? And I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but they'd put drink wine or they'd live or something like that. So there's some fun things, but there have also, Paul, been some really serious and helpful things. We learned early on that some of our team members were struggling emotionally, and they were willing to sort of rate their mood. You know, we did that thing like they do in hospitals of what's your pain level. Mm-hmm. And we asked what their stress level was, and lots of people would be in that red or orange area. So quickly we learned we had to do something. So we immediately implemented an employee assistance program, and you know, we then tried to tell people what it was week after week so they knew how to take advantage of it. So it seems like something like that would be easy, but it's not. Any change is hard. We rolled out the employee assistance program, and people weren't using it. We would never know who, but we knew levels of who was using it. So we kept promoting it, explaining how it worked. And the real breaking point of people starting to use it was we had a town hall one week, and we asked the mood of the team, and the mood was fairly low. So one of our senior property managers unmuted herself and just authentically, bravely said that she had used the employee assistance program for counseling. She explained how easy it was to use, how easy it was to access it, how helpful, what options they'd given her, that it was free. And it was one of those moments that I'll probably never forget. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I asked her what her thought process was, and she said, well, I could see how everybody was struggling, and I know how much this has helped me, and I wanted them to know how easy it was and that it was out there. And you think, that's just real life happening as a result of the polls, the Zoom, the tools, the anonymity. But it was just a really great moment.
Hmm. That is. That kind of does break the ice for everybody else. And I'm sure you saw an increase in people utilizing the program after that.
Absolutely. And that's what it's for. We really want people to take advantage of it because it is still stressful. Families, even though things are getting better with people getting vaccinations and numbers down and all that, there's still a lot of stresses. Some schools are in, some schools are not. What do we do? How do we adjust to even the changes? So tools like that are really helpful. And we've used other tools. We do another, a company does an independent survey for us. So we've done that and tried to get really a feel for how people were doing from a bigger, more annual and touch point survey. And that's been helpful as well. There's so much you can do with all the tools out there. I do want to tell you another fun tool that we've used.
Mm-hmm.
Grubhub. Grubhub. One of the most fun things we've done is surprise lunches. Like we've sent Surprise Taco Tuesday. Last week we had a lunch and learn where one of our wonderful supplier partners, who's also a national speaker, gave a short motivational talk, and we had Chick-fil-A delivered through Grubhub. Just fun things like that. Using the tools that are out there, it's not that expensive, and it's really something that everybody got kind of excited about. They sent us pictures and videos of them watching and eating their Chick-fil-A. One of them even somehow had a cow picture in their office, and they showed themselves with the cow in their Chick-fil-A. So there are lots of fun things out there that you can do with other tools.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, you had mentioned the polls and the surveys. The polls, were you doing those yourselves in-house, or did you bring in a company to help you put all that together?
There are several really good, easy tools that we use ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We use Poll Everywhere, but there are other ones. Zoom even has a polling tool on it. I'm not sure if GoToMeeting has one or not. We use Zoom because we can get everybody's webcam on it. And GoToMeeting, we were limited to how many webcams. And we want to see everybody's faces. We want everybody to see everybody else's. So Poll Everywhere, though, I can think of a poll, put it out there. I can type it in really quickly, and it's live right then, and they see the results. They use their cell phones and type the answers to the poll, and they see it live. They see the numbers go up and down. It's really easy. Now, our bigger survey, our company annual survey and touchpoint survey, it's a 360-degree survey. That is through a supplier partner that's focused on surveys, employee surveys, and feedback in this industry. It's an industry-specific one.
Okay. All right, great. Well, I'm sure if someone wants to get in touch with you after the show to find out who you recommend, they can certainly do that. We've only got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to go ahead and break it here, and we're going to be back with our third segment of the show right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of great tools to keep in your multifamily toolbox and a couple to leave out. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran and a nationally sought-after educator and trainer, Mary Gwynn, Chief Innovator at Apartment Dynamics. I do want to take a quick moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. E-Conserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Mary, we were talking in the last segment a lot about the different tools that you would like to keep in regarding communication. We talked about polls. We talked about surveys. You know, communication is important, but isn't listening an important component of that?
Oh, my, Paul. It's probably more important than transmitting the outward. Yes, absolutely. It's been very interesting. I made a commitment to try to call every employee on their personal cell phone and just hear how they're doing, ask what they're up to, ask if we're doing correctly. And it's a very hard thing to do, even as small as we are. We have about 85 employees, but it definitely takes time to do that. And it's been interesting hearing how their families are, hearing what their concerns are. You know, it is not all about their jobs, even though you spend a lot of your time at work. What we heard over and over, both through our polls, but also just reaching out and listening to people, they were concerned, a lot of them, about getting sick themselves, but most of them about getting sick at work and making their families sick. So I think a takeaway for me, a big, big takeaway is, no matter how big you get, reaching out individually to employees as much as you can. You know, if you have 1,000 employees, I don't think you can do that. But you can train your leaders, sort of disciple your leaders to do that. You can make your team stronger by having the team members who are your direct reports check on their direct reports in a way that's not checking to see if a report's done, checking to see if, you know, they've met a metric or a KPI, but really just calling and checking to see what they're thinking, how they're doing, both personally, but also, are we doing the right things at work? And then once you hear it, don't just talk it, but walk the walk. Really implement or really consider the things that you hear from employees. We've tried to listen a lot of different ways. Of course, the one-on-one, the large town hall meetings, doing the polling, the survey. It's difficult, especially in a pandemic, but these tools really do help. As simple as the phone is, it's an easy way to learn things. And I think if I can just add a little bit, every company has had to make different decisions. We decided we were if the site team members were working and being on property, our regionals and we would be as well. We never stopped site visits. We kept going out. If they were essential workers, we wanted to make sure we showed them we were there to support them, to hear them, to look at their concerns. And we ended up making a lot of good decisions because we could see the challenges they were facing. Like if we were in an office early on and their office had a big stop sign and instructions for how to reach the office on the door, but the residents were working from home and bored and lonely. So the residents would still try to come in the door even during the time our offices were closed. So we had to regroup a little bit. But we wouldn't have known that had we not actually been on property facing what the site team members were going through.
Yeah, that is vitally important to be on the front lines, especially in an uncertain time like we were going through. You know, one thing that I know you put in place that is intriguing to me, and I'd like for our listeners to know more about it, is the Sparks program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that has been so good and so fun. I want to throw out one of my supplier partners' quotes. There's a quote that says, according to the 2020 Swift Money Index, more than one in four employees say that they are not sure that anyone recognizes or appreciates their efforts. 25% of our employees don't think we recognize their efforts or appreciate them. So we thought, what a perfect time to spotlight people's special things they've accomplished. So we have this acronym, SPARKS, Spotlighting Positive Acts of Random Kindness. And it's an official way that we catch our team members or residents doing something really positive. Suzanne D., our director of Making Work Fun, she came up with the program. And so each town hall, we feature one or more Sparks. And the neat thing about this Sparks program is it's team members spotlighting their own team members. And we encourage our residents to spotlight good acts that team members do as well. So I see you, Paul, helping somebody with something. So I send to our Spark at aptdynamics.com email address, I send something telling what you've done. And like, here's one that happened really, really early on. We have a 9-year employee, Tony, who has a resident that he checks on periodically. It's an elderly man who has no family. And one day he went to check on him, and he was unresponsive. Tony didn't realize he was ill. So Tony got him to the hospital, and it turned out the resident was diagnosed with COVID, and he fully recovered. But it might have been days before anybody knew he was sick. And the interesting thing is Tony actually contracted COVID, most likely, from that resident. So he actually put himself at risk for this resident. And his supervisor told that story to Spark. And so we were able to share it with the whole team, that encouraging and positive story.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I know. And we have so many like that. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that this is obviously one of the tools you want to keep in your toolbox, right?
Absolutely. I am really enjoying it. So I've been reporting people who are Sparks, and some of our residents have come forward. One of our residents thanked us through Spark by saying that her husband had passed away, and funds were very tight. She wasn't expecting him to pass away. And Allison and Aja, the manager and assistant manager at her property, actually put together some money to help with funeral expenses for that resident's husband. And we'd have never known it, except that resident went on Spark and told us. There's so many things that bark brings out that that wonderful servant's heart that our team members have, that positivity, that wanting to do for others. It's a great opportunity. And I personally think the most successful people in our industry are those who have a heart to serve. So this is just an opportunity to spotlight those people.
No, I think that's great. And hopefully some of the other listeners out there will adopt that. And like I said in the previous segment, if they have questions about it, they can certainly get in touch with you. And you're going to be giving out your contact information at the end. But also on our website, on this episode page, there will be a link to your website as well. We've got about a minute left in this segment, and I want to ask you, this is not necessarily a long item to discuss, but one of the things that you mentioned was a tool you wanted to keep in your toolbox was washing your hands. Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Hand washing. If you didn't do it a lot before, and I probably was one of those weird hand washers, I love that people are doing more hand washing. In fact, I read a study that there was a 98% improvement in the regular flu A and flu B year over year this last flu season, mm-hmm. because in part, you know, the hand washing and the social distancing and all that. But I have to tell a funny on this. John Lauder is the wonderful association executive for the Piedmont Triad Apartment Association. And I had to laugh because early in the pandemic, he said he never had to stand in line to wash his hands in a men's room before. And he said, gosh, you know, what does that say about shaking hands? But he loved that there was now a line outside the men's room for hand washing. So I think it's an important thing that I hope we'll take forward. I know everyone's doing a lot with the hand sanitizer, but I still love the actual washing the hands.
That's important. It's important. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back after the short break with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Well, we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of great tools to keep in your multifamily toolbox and a couple to leave out. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a nationally sought-after educator, and frequent guest on our radio show, Mary Gwynn, Chief Innovator at Apartment Dynamics. So Mary, you know, we've been teasing the audience all show about the tools that you would not continue to keep in your toolbox, and we're going to cover that a little bit later in this segment. We want to make sure everybody knows what those are. But let's talk real quick about how your residents have surprised you during this pandemic.
Oh, it's been amazing. I think any of us on this session should recall how dire the predictions were about residents weren't going to pay rents and we were going to be in so much financial trouble as an industry. And sure enough, the receivables amounts ours are significantly higher than 2 years ago. But residents have really surprised us. I think most people have made every attempt to pay their rent. Those dire predictions have not come true for the most part. There are some submarkets or markets that, say, Las Vegas or places that really shut down for a significant amount of time. But for the most part, our residents overall have paid if they could. And the few outliers don't really take away from the fact that most people are trying to do the right thing and pay. But we've really learned some things that surprised me. For years, I have discouraged people from accepting payment agreements or making payment arrangements with their residents. No, the rent's due on the first, it's late on the second. If they don't pay it, we file. You know, really, probably sounding pretty unsympathetic. And what I've learned was, resident payment agreements, they're just not that hard to manage. It really was thinking it through from a how do you manage people with different due dates, so to speak. But what I've learned is that flexibility has earned us loyal residents. Mm. They're our fans now. And it just wasn't as hard to manage as we thought it was. Our software providers have all been very helpful. But even if you're doing it on an Excel spreadsheet, it's just not that hard. So I think it's really important. I think that's a tool we will carry forward, is trying to be empathetic when someone has a situation that causes them to have problems meeting their obligation temporarily.
Oh, okay. Let's talk a little bit about something that I know you're big on, and that's positivity.
Absolutely. I think it is so much easier to be positive about things than it is to wallow in them. And, you know, no matter how bad it gets, there's definitely, it's sort of like that story about the little boy who saw the pile of poop, horse poop, and said, "Oh, there's a horse somewhere." And so I like to think about the fact that there's a horse somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I think, too, it's contagious. If I'm positive and don't focus on the negative, you have to solve the negative. There is negative to be had. But if you focus on encouraging words and maybe recognizing the problem, but then focusing on the solution, not the problem, you know, most of our problems that we experience day to day are so much better than some of the problems in the rest of the world. So we just need to really see the good in what we've got. And I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the comment I was going to make is that knowing you, that was always a tool in your toolbox prior to the pandemic. But did you see a greater need for it during this pandemic we've been going through?
Paul, thank you for that nice word. And yes, I see it as much more important. I was distressed on some of the incivility that I saw during the election season. And I don't care which side of, say, the presidential election you were on. It doesn't really matter to me if you're so ugly and vitriolic in how you express it. You're not going to win me as a fan for your candidate. And I would be willing to bet, you know, there were certain economic indicators that our former president had achieved that were so, whether you liked him or not, voted for him or not, that were so skewed by the incivility. Mm-hmm. And I think the differentiator in this election was that being civil and not you can say the same thing in a nice way.
Sure.
So, and maybe I'm a little simplistic on this, but I really think it's been very important to share positive messages. I don't do a lot of social media, but what I do, I try to make sure it's a positive message, not a rant, not a complaint, not a focusing on something I hate or don't like or don't support, but more on something that I hope would be encouraging to the person who sees or reads it. And I think that's what we need to focus on.
We've got one more item that you mentioned, and we've got about 30 seconds to cover before I want to get to the items that you don't want to put back in your toolbox, and that is tour options. And we've talked a lot about that on the show during the pandemic because, you know, obviously in-person tours were something that were difficult to do. Just very quickly, give us a quick synopsis of what you found.
I think flexibility has always been a big part of our industry, and the self-guided tours, the online tours, the Matterport tours, all of those options were already out there before the pandemic. This just kicked us over the edge where we had to take our reticence for change and start doing these things. So I think they're here to stay, and I think they're great options for people. They give, especially the self-guided tours, they give flexibility where somebody can look at an apartment home after hours. So we don't have to staff till 8 or 9 at night. Somebody can come and look at an apartment home. And so it's like cheating on leasing almost.
Yeah.
You can get a lease without taking the manpower.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the things that you would not keep in your toolbox. And let's do this as a lightning round. I'll give you the item, and then you can give me the bullets as to what you think is wrong with keeping it in your toolbox. One is masks, wearing masks.
Oh, wearing masks. It's so hard. You know how they say with email, you can't tell the tone? Well, with a mask, you can't really see the smiles. You can't see people's expressions. And it sort of muffles words. So I don't think I'm hearing impaired, but sometimes when I try to listen to people with a mask on, I wonder. And people can hide incivility behind it, too. If you're like, if my sweet son was at Costco, and this was early on in the pandemic. He got one of those big things of toilet paper. He went to get something else. He came back to his cart, and the toilet paper was gone. Somebody can hide behind a mask and do something silly and incivil. Had that person said, hey, can you share? My son would have split that up.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, you can hide incivility. But the worst part is you hide smiles by accident. So I try really hard when I'm in the grocery line or whatever to be smiling, so at least my eyes are showing that smile. I will not miss a mask.
Okay.
Will you?
No, not at all.
Will you miss a mask?
Not at all. And then the next one you have is to take out of the toolbox or not to keep in there is anything negative. And again, we've only got a few seconds left to discuss it, so go ahead.
Well, again, vitriolic comments, negative memes, there's humor and there's not humor. Anything that's counterproductive or mean-spirited, I say use your governor. Maybe wait before you hit post. I am looking forward to kind of the the luxury of the unspoken thought is what we call it at my home. You know, mm-hmm. you don't say everything you think. And once it's out there, it's on the internet probably forever, I guess. And so I say kindness really does win out in the long run. And, you know, if you have something negative, think through even how you're going to say it. Don't just post it.
30 seconds left before I want to transition into something, but tell us a little bit about sensitivity and humility.
That is a tool that I really think has both been underused and used well. I think we're learning to understand different people's situations, their preferences, their differences. I think we're becoming a little more sensitive to that and understanding that, you know, everybody's different and unique. Everyone has situations, whether it's kids at home or taking care of elderly family, their changes in how they've done celebrations, like, you know, our Zoom call for my father-in-law's 90th, things that are different. And so being more sensitive and a little more humble in how we handle things, I hope that stays. Figuring out how to listen and hear and even make changes in your business model without losing your business. You know, again, the example of, you know, making payment agreements for rent, it really didn't hurt us. It really didn't cause us to fold as a company, but it did help people who needed a little sensitivity from us.
All right.
So there are just so many things like that.
Real quick, tell people how they can get in touch with you at Apartment Dynamics.
Oh, thank you for that. I am Mary at A, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, dynamics.com. Mary at aptdynamics.com. And I would love to talk with anybody more or give the resources that we've talked about today or even, you know, we're a training, consulting, and management company. If we can help anyone, we'd love to.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you so much as usual. It's always great to have you on the show. We're going to get a show together with Paul Rhodes and you because you guys, as I've said before, are the dynamic duo. And when you talk about maintenance issues, everybody needs to listen to what you have to say. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.